few interesting words. But for the most part, what do you call this part, this up here?
Your forehead.
Yeah, and this is?
Your hair.
And this is, if I didn't shave, I might grow
a beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one now? The left?
Left.
Left. Say the whole thing. Left.
Left ear.
And this is the
your right ear.
All right. And this is my
mouth.
And this all around here is the
your neck.
And this up in front is the
your goose right bang, what I always call it.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then a child might sometimes happens to get a bone stuck in his
throat.
Yeah. And then this is one.
Two.
Two.
Two teeth.
And above the teeth are the
gum.
And this is the what of my hand?
Palm of your hand.
Right, and I make a
fist out of it.
Two
fists.
Alright, and you might talk about this as the wrist, the elbow, and the shoulder, but you might call them all joints. Yeah. And then this is my
chest.
And these are my
shoulders.
And this is one
hand.
Two
hands.
And do you have any special terms for people who are left-handed?
Yeah, I'm left-handed.
Alright, but have you know any names for, have you ever heard any?
Yeah, they always told me I wasn't no count for nothing.
Because you were left-handed?
Because I was left-handed.
Is that right?
That's what they always told me. I wasn't no count for nothing because I was left-handed.
And this is my
knee and leg.
Alright, and this is my
foot.
And two
hands.
And, well, two
feet.
Right. And this right here is the
chin bone.
Yeah. Now, if someone's sitting down on this part of his leg, you'd say he's down on his
sitting down on his thigh.
Yeah. Okay, well, did you ever use the term like hunker or
sitting down on his hunker?
Hunker, yeah. Is that familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, say a man was able to lift a
load.
Say he was able to lift up the back end of a wagon all by himself. You'd say he's really
strong.
All right. And how about the word stout? With that meaning, that would you ever say a person is stout?
Yeah, he's a stout person. I always said he's a stout person or something like that.
Now I'd like to ask you about the meaning of the word common. What does the word common mean? You talk about a person being common.
That means like somebody being nice to you.
Okay.
Just like it, they don't feel better than you,
okay.
And been raised up not to be above somebody, and then I despise to see somebody like that.
Okay.
Feel better than anybody else does, don't want nobody else around.
What would you call a person who wasn't that way?
I just call them not low down, hateful, and mean. Now that's what I call them. I just don't like to see nobody like that.
All right. Now, an older person who gets around a lot, you might say that she's really, for her age,
she's really doing good, I think, because I think my mommy here is
sure.
Doing good.
She sure is.
To get around at her age.
Is the term either spry or peart common?
Yeah, we always say they're going to spry somebody and this and that.
How about peart? Is that at all common?
Yeah.
In what?
Yeah, we say it. I told him the little baby whenever I said, tell him if it's as pure as he can be, because Charlotte's baby never was pure like he is.
Now, what does that mean? Does that mean active? Or,
yeah.
And that wouldn't only have to mean, you'd use that for, in other words, you'd use that for a little baby too, a little baby who's pretty alert and active.
Yeah.
I see. And a child might want the light on at night because the child says he's of the dark.
Afraid of the dark, because I've got one like that smothers to death, that little boy that's here, because he's been raised by light. You see, my daddy, he was born when my daddy was awful bad sick, and we kept the light on all the time. And you can't get him to lay down without a light.
Is that right?
He just smothers to death. Of course, he's got asthma with it, does.
Yeah. Now, the opposite of careful is
being careful with something.
Yeah, if you're not careful,
you're careless.
Okay. And what does the word queer mean?
Now that I don't know. I've been asked that a dozen times through life. I don't know.
Yeah.
My little boy come in the other day from school and asked me that word, and I told him, I said, don't be asking me words like that, because I said, I don't know.
And now, I've been at that, that's an interesting thing, because the word has taken on different meanings.
Yeah.
But I mean, years ago, it used to just mean someone who was